On this episode, we talk about our favorite World Showcase pavilions. This is episode 114 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not yet joined our Facebook group, go out and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com with Jared and Jamie. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday, and then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday on that same feed. Then here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic network has you covered all week long. And now you can bring home the parks to your house with Joffrey's Coffee.
Oh, yes.
And they currently have a 90th anniversary blend, which is a smooth, medium roasted coffee. And for a limited time, if you go to joffreys.com and you place an order, not only for the 90th anniversary coffee, but any of their awesome Disney-inspired blends of coffee, tea, they have merchandise, use CTM20 at checkout, and you will save 20% off your total order.
Awesome.
And if you're looking to book for 2019, because there are a lot of new rates have come out, the military salute tickets and room discounts were announced about 2 weeks ago as well. You want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. And you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. If you are doing a vacation package, it only costs $200 deposit to book. Mm-hmm. And you can use her services for free.
Yep.
So she will get you the best rates. She will help you with fast passes, with ADRs, help your whole family plan their awesome Disney World vacation at absolutely no cost to you.
Yep.
Reach out to Melissa and let her know that Main Street Magic sent you. So today we're talking World Showcase Pavilions. And we are going to each rank our five favorite.
Okay.
Out of the 11 that are there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know your list. You technically don't know mine, even
right,
though you'll be able to probably see it here in a minute. But so we're going to go ahead and rank those from five down to one. We'll talk a little bit about them, why we ranked them that way, maybe something that, you know, food or drink or something specifically in that pavilion that we love. So if you're not familiar with all of the World Showcase pavilions, we have United States, Japan, Morocco, France, United Kingdom, Canada, Mexico, Norway, China, Germany, and Italy.
Yep.
Italy. Would you like to start with your number five pick?
Sure. My number five is France.
Okay.
Because it's so pretty. They've got the slushies.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the stuff that's back in the hidden areas per se.
Yeah, like the patisserie, yeah. And as you go back into the actual
area. Yep, because there's the area. There's back there where you have the sandwiches and then dessert, mm-hmm. but then you also have the ice cream that was really good.
That was awesome.
Had. Yeah.
You have Impressions de France?
Yes, and we haven't eaten there yet, but
that's a show. You're thinking of Chef de France. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about the show, the little.
Oh, yeah. Have we seen
it? We've seen it. Eh. It's a show. It's outdated, but I mean, it's cool. It's the big, you know, like, I guess 180 degree type theater and all.
What's your number five?
Well, did you know, because I think this is quite interesting. So we have the Eiffel Tower in France.
Yeah.
Right? And of course, it's not the size of the real one.
Right.
So they use force perspective, if I can talk this morning, these force perspective to make it look like it is of a regular size.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In fact, they don't want anybody to really know or kind of see what size it actually is. So they use bird repellents near the Eiffel Tower, because if a bird were to land on it, you would be like, either that's a giant bird or that's a tiny Eiffel Tower. So they actually use something that repels birds so they can't land on it.
That's kind of neat.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that until I had not heard that. I mean, I knew they used forced perspective, but I didn't know they literally keeping birds away from it, which is pretty cool.
That is.
My number five, I think, is surprising even to me, but it's China. And there's a couple reasons. One, Kaylin loves China. She gets the spring rolls every single time from Lotus Blossom Cafe. She loves Nine Dragons, which is a perfectly fine restaurant. I mean, I would not put it up on top of my list, but we've never had a bad meal there.
Right.
And most of the times we've ate there, we've sat at the windows, and it's kind of neat to people watch.
Mm-hmm.
Except when we were, what was going on? We were there the one time, and there was a festival going on. It must have been Flower and Garden.
It was Flower and Garden.
And you remember there were the topiaries right outside the window? So every time we looked over, people, it looked like, were staring at us.
Yes.
But they were staring at the topiaries.
And trying to
take pictures of us. Yeah. And it looked like they were, which was funny.
Yeah.
Another reason I love this, when I had crashed my friend's honeymoon, Kathleen and Silas, for a day, when we were down there, I walked through China with them through the pavilion, and they actually spent a bunch of time in China. And they kept commenting on how well done it was, and all these little details and little things that are within the Chinese culture that, you know, Disney had perfectly replicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool to hear, you know, because all these countries we talk about, other than America, if we talk about that, we've obviously never been to.
Right.
So we don't really know how accurate they are to so hear from somebody that's lived there.
Oh, absolutely.
I just thought it was really, really cool.
Absolutely.
So what is your number four?
Mexico.
Okay.
So.
Why? What do you like about Mexico?
Well, I just started to say, for all the, I feel like, obvious reasons, you got Choza de Margarita.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go inside and you see the cocoa stuff, and that's really neat. And
yeah, okay. Well, I'll just move on to my number four, which is Morocco.
Okay.
This is another one that I think I love because of detail.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only World Showcase pavilion that was actually funded by the country. So the Moroccan king, I mean, their government funded this project, as well as he sent over people to basically build it and make sure that everything was accurate. Because again, with their Muslim culture over there, there are certain things that have to be done. Like when you look at their mosaic tile work, it's not perfect. There's at least going to be like one tile that's maybe flipped, you know, 90 degrees so that it's not perfect, because they don't believe anything is perfect, but... I guess it'd be Buddha, correct? I don't know. But anyway, so there's those types of things that I think are really cool about Morocco. Tangerine Cafe is a great quick service, even though we haven't eaten there in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's a pavilion that has a true immersive feel. And we really enjoyed Restaurant Marrakesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing, it has one of those where it's the only pavilion at night during like illuminations and all that isn't lit up. Because again, it goes against the Muslim culture for that to be lit up. I think it is like during a time of prayer, which would be in the evenings, and therefore it's actually not lit up.
That's neat.
Right? Just full of knowledge today.
You are. I'm
full of something. What is your, let's say, number three? What is your number three?
My number three is actually China.
Oh, okay.
Because that was your number four, right?
My number five, yeah.
Number five.
So what is it about China for you that would put it at number three? Because I think that's surprising to me.
Kaylin, for one, and for what you told me about Silas and...
Yeah.
Kathleen. And then I think it's just neat, and that area, and it's, they always played with the little puppets there.
Yeah, that's true.
Kaylin eats, and she's so weird about eating that she eats that, and she'll eat like two of them.
Yep.
And then sometimes it's like, I mean, it's not a halfway point by any means, but.
Right, right.
I mean,
but for us, we're normally coming from Canada.
Right.
So it's a little bit more towards the end for us, but I think it's one where we slow down more.
Right. And it's nice because, I mean, we'll get something and we'll sit and we just kind of,
And I mean, when I brought it up, and so I'm glad you brought it up again as one of your picks, the store is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that store, it is so fun to just walk through there. You could spend hours in there, I feel like, looking all around at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the acrobats that come out are really, really cool whenever you catch them. So my number three...
And they're... who is it you meet in there? Pocahontas?
No, Mulan.
Mulan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We met Mulan that time in there, which was really cool.
Yeah.
So my number three is actually Italy. And a couple reasons for this one. One, Tutto Gusto.
Yes.
We have like absolutely fallen in love with Tutto Gusto. Yep. Spaghetti is in my top five dishes, I think, in Disney right now. I love the immersiveness of this pavilion. I love the feel that you get when you go into Tutto Gusto. Mm-hmm. It's another pavilion that you really get to walk into, mm-hmm. I feel like. And I love that part about it. And yeah, it just, I don't know. There's something about it because there's not, we don't spend much time in there unless we go to Tutto Gusto. But I think the overall look and feel, again, just gives me that actual, like, I'm in Italy. I assume. Because, again, I've never been there.
Yeah.
But, true. All right. So, we're moving on to number two for you.
Two is Morocco.
Okay.
For me.
All right.
Because of everything you said about it. And I think it'd be neat to have dinner one day on the and watch Eliminations.
Oh, at the Spice Road table? Yes. I know, because we've never eaten there. Yep. I really want to eat there.
We've eaten at the quick service.
Yeah.
And then we've eaten at Marrakesh.
Yep.
And then that's where we got the henna tattoos.
Yep. Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So, and you stop and always get, isn't that where you get your...
I get my beer from the very unfriendly yep. cast members. Yep.
Yep. yeah, so I just, yeah. That okay. one really stuck out for me.
I like that. I do. Yeah. I had almost, that was a tough one for me because I almost wanted it higher, but I think my first two will hopefully make sense.
What is your?
Well, my number two is United Kingdom.
Okay.
Rose and Crown. You know, this is our first stop. We tend to just walk through Canada and we go into Rose and Crown and I always get a snake bite. Yep. I love the feel in there. It's another pavilion where you just walk back into it. Like you walk back into mm-hmm. those shops and around to the tea garden and it just has this amazing feel. The tea caddy that now we buy tea from all the time is actually modeled after Anne Hathaway's house, not the Princess Diaries actress or Catwoman, but Shakespeare's wife. So the tea caddy, that store is actually That's modeled neat. After her home and has that same like look and English countryside feel. I don't know. I love it there. And since we always start there, to me, it's the start of World Showcase because we don't spend a lot of time in Canada. There's nothing really in Canada, I feel like, usually that stops us.
Unless you know, that makes a stop in there. Or
right. Unless there's a specific scavenger hunt. We don't go in there a lot. You know, we've seen the O Canada show with Martin Short. I think you've seen it once. You're pretty good. I do love the feel of the Canadian Pavilion and walking back and there's the waterfall and the
now
mountains.
That's really cool.
I mean, it's amazing. But
and we had to do that when we looked for it one time.
Right.
We really never done that before.
Yeah. And which we'll bring up is, you know, we've talked about the scavenger hunts a lot in the past. There is one going on during every festival. We've got four festivals. They tend to do one around Easter time.
Yep.
So there's five or so of these scavenger hunts going on. Mm-hmm. They are well worth doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget what the prize is, you know, or even sometimes like, oh, I have to complete it. It makes you go back and look at things that you maybe didn't look at before. And I think that part is really, really cool about it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have seen some of these before.
Yep. You're right.
All right. So we are moving on to number one already, aren't we? We're at number one. It was very quick.
My number one is actually Italy.
Okay.
Because of Tutto Gusto for one. And that was, I'll never forget when the Easter egg, Lacey found one.
Way at the top of that tower, and it was getting dark. The sun was setting.
Yep.
I have no idea how she found it.
I don't either.
And we talk about it every time we go in now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was, and even though they may not have the great food every festival, they do always have the wine I like, which is Pinot Grigio. So I love that. I can't walk through the perfume, though.
I was just about to bring that up. I'm like, if they could wipe that little area out and put something else in there.
That'd be fantastic.
It's hard to walk by the doors when they're open. It is so strong.
But it's just, I don't know. I just love that. And then really, like, isn't that where we, no, I started to say, isn't that where you tried to drop the ring and it was before that? I think that's when you told
me. I think I ended up doing it in Japan because we got our picture taken.
But again, over in that area, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And like
it has a romantic feel to it.
It really does.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was my number one.
I like it. I think that I will allow that as a number one. What is my number one? I feel like you should definitely know this.
I know, and I'm
It was on your list.
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Yes. Okay. Mine is Mexico.
Because
I love Mexican food. Love tacos. I mean, again, named my dog Taco. I love Mexican food. I love the feel of this place. Walking into that pavilion in the pyramid to me is like nowhere else. And the way that they've created it, it gives me that feel. I used to love going into Paris over in Vegas in the hotel, mm-hmm. because it was the same feel where they've painted the ceilings like clouds, and you truly get this feel like you're outside, but you're inside.
Right.
It's like this hustle and bustle. And just gives you this amazing, awesome feel. And I love that part. I like the Grand Fiesta Tour. You know, we're talking about, now we got other rides coming. We got Ratatouille coming and all that. But, you know, we have a ride in a pavilion, right. which is great. And it's just fun to ride on. The food at San Angel Inn is fine. It's not great. Right. But the atmosphere is one of the best anywhere. You know, I'd put it up there with the way I feel at Tutto Gusto. And us going on our anniversary and sitting on the water was amazing. And then Kaylin choosing that after we showed her pictures, we said, for your birthday, where do you want to eat? She said, that's where I want to eat. Where you guys ate at your anniversary. And we sat on the water again. And then the addition of Choza de Margarita is just amazing. The food there, the guacamole is awesome. The street tacos are amazing. We still need to try the empanadas.
Yep.
And then if we throw in festivals, I can't think of any time that I've gone to the Mexican booth during a festival and had something I didn't like. You know, I mean, it's consistent, unlike Italy, which is not so consistent. Mm-hmm. We had pretty good matchups. You did not include UK. I did not include France, but everything else we had was at least on the list. So that's pretty good. What is, in your opinion, your absolute least favorite?
Don't hate me, Jared.
I'm going to use the same answer. I just think there's nothing to the American Pavilion.
I agree. And that's where it's sad. I was trying to think and I was like, okay, like, let's just put America in there and think, even if it was number five. And I'm like, but I mean, the only thing we ever do is you stop right by the, if anything, we get the girls a
funnel cake,
and then you stop by that.
Yeah, and I get a beer.
Beer plate.
Hans and Block and Hans.
Block and Hans.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we use the bathroom there. Yeah. But, other than that, I mean, it's great that it has the concert.
Yeah, but see, here's what I do. I mean, you have
walk through.
Yeah, you have Voices of Liberty, and you do have the American Adventure Show, which is fine. It is a very well done show, but to me, I enjoy the show more for the way they've done the animatronics and they've set it up. It's incredible. It's great the way they share this one stage and all, but I don't know. It's just, I feel like the American Pavilion is still stuck based 100% on history. There's no current America in this pavilion.
Yeah.
If you fix the food situation,
do we know if there's any current in Japan?
I really don't know, but again, there I walk through China with Kathleen and Silas, and they're going, yeah, this is what we saw in China when we were there 3 years ago and lived there for a year or whatever. Right. So I feel like, I don't know. I think you fix it with almost two things. You give it good food.
Good food.
We've talked about this forever. You turn that quick service into a good burger joint or barbecue joint. I've even said it would be neat to have a restaurant, and I think you could do it as a sit down that is literally, we take some foods from the South and then and they have stuff like shrimp and grits and mm-hmm. you know, hush puppies and whatever. Then you take stuff from like the New England area and you have clam chowder and lobster rolls. Then you take something from like the Midwest, which I guess would just be like steak and potatoes. And then you take something from the West Coast that maybe involves, you know, your avocado and your fresh seafood. And then you take something from like Texas, which is your barbecue, and you make a restaurant that truly like celebrates all the different food areas of America, because America has great food. You know, it's not just hot dogs and hamburgers.
Right.
And fried chicken. It is a lot of that, but right. And then I think I love the Eat to the Beat concert series. I love the Garden Rocks concert series. It brings out great, you know, for the most part, American bands. You have year-round entertainment, like year-round entertainment. Now, right. I know they have other stuff in between, but I think, again, you create a show that is a full-piece cover band that then maybe celebrates music from the last 50, 60 years in one collective, yeah. like costume change, like a true show would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
I think those two things would bring it up to the level of everything else, in my opinion.
I agree.
So, yeah, if the Imagineers are listening, that is my World Showcase Pavilion upgrades for that one. Do you want just a 365-day festival? I mean, do you think, you know, we went in June and July and August, and there's no festival going on. Do you still like the World Showcase without a festival? Do you think,
I do.
How much does it add to it for you?
Well, I do, because I feel like that's what makes us try other dinners, lunches, whatever's.
Yeah.
But.
Like when it isn't there, because, right, yeah, because otherwise we're always otherwise eating at the booth and we wouldn't branch out and try Tutti Gusto or whatever. So that makes sense to me.
And I hate to say it, but I'm looking forward to not a festival, so we can maybe go ahead and eat at Spice Road Table.
Yeah.
And
we're almost back to the point now where we're going to see festivals here almost through May, from now until May, because we have... You're getting, I think, a 2-3 week break in between. So if our trips line up with that, but you're talking, we go from Food and Wine right now, direct into International Festival of the Holidays, pretty much right into Festival of the Arts, and then we're into Flower and Garden before we get that summer break again.
Right.
So we are going to see a lot more of the festivals. Mm-hmm. Is there a pavilion that you would love to see come? I mean, you know, there's been floating around a lot that there might be a Brazilian pavilion. Or an Australian pavilion, or I mean, there's space for a lot more.
I would want Australian.
I'm sure you would. I would too.
I don't want to go talk to him. Yeah. I'll just listen. Just sit and listen all day.
Chris Hemsworth is not going to be a cast member there. Just so you know,
that would be amazing.
But yeah, I think an Australian one would be really cool. I like the idea of a Brazilian one. I think either of those would be amazing. I think Greece would actually be great. But I have a feeling we're getting a new pavilion announcement, I think, at D23 next year. I mean, I think we're getting an announcement of that. I think it's time.
Nice.
Even if they don't utilize the footprints that they had kind of created when they first did this, you still have the African outpost area that has no purpose whatsoever except for $5.50 Bud Lights. I mean, other than that, it really has no purpose. The kids are kind of past stopping and playing on the drums.
Yeah.
You have a couple little shops there, but with everything that we have in Animal Kingdom, I don't think there's a need for Africa there. And if you're going to do it, just do it. Just make it an Africa pavilion.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I think Brazil, Australia would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. Well, anything else you wanted to add as we talk World Showcase pavilions?
I don't think so.
How excited are you for Ratatouille?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to see more of a Mary Poppins presence in the UK? Do you want to see a ride? I mean, they were talking about doing...
Oh, that'd be cool.
I mean, right now it was talk about a ride that would be more similar to like a Dumbo, but I'd actually like to see a great movie ride style ride in there that takes you through Mary Poppins in the same format.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the scene in the Great Movie Ride that was awesome, but you only get a few seconds of it.
Right.
I think that would be really, really cool in there. But that's the one that belongs most. And they may just wait and bank on what Mary Poppins Returns does here in December. And does that, you know, refresh this decades old, turn it into a franchise, I guess, in a sense.
Right.
And is it worth banking off of? But I still think the original will have forever staying power. Even without a Mary Poppins Returns movie coming, I still think you could put a Mary Poppins anything you want in the UK, and nobody's going to be like, oh, that's an old movie. Who cares? Like, everybody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an absolute classic, so that would be cool. I hope we see that. I mean, you know, next August and D23...
That's going to be fun.
...is when we see where Epcot is going.
Nice.
I think. I mean, Guardians is coming. The Space Restaurant's coming. Ratatouille's coming. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot more they got to do with Epcot, I think. Yeah. And, you know, we have a new nighttime show coming next year, but I hope that D23 will be one where you walk away. Like, I think we have an idea of where Hollywood Studios is heading. Right. Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom have their identity.
Right.
It'd be great to walk away from D23 next year and go, okay, that's what Epcot's going to be now.
Right.
So we'll see.
That will be neat.
Well, thank you, everybody, so much for listening. I'm excited to get back to Disney this weekend and experience all these pavilions yet again. If you have not already done so, please go out on iTunes or Google Play, anywhere you can leave a rating and review, and go ahead and leave one for us. And while you're out there, you might as well go leave one for Capture the Magic, which will also do it for Diz Dudes, which would be great. And that's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.